afford it.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska and Cara on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this afternoon, and a very good afternoon. Well, it's time to take 25. Just leave all that busyness behind. Pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up, relax, and join the conversation. You are with Mariska and Cara, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. To start our afternoon, Give It A Whirl from our very own Split Ends. And Cara is back. Cara, how's it going?
It's amazing. How's Auckland been doing without me?
Oh, well, we are so missing you. And I think that song is actually quite appropriate because you have given it a whirl. You have moved from the big city of Auckland. You've even changed islands and headed down to the South Island in Oamaru.
That's it. And I tell you what, it's spectacular. Just unbelievable. And I haven't yet managed to miss Auckland. Doesn't that sound terrible?
That's fantastic. But it's actually, isn't it quite interesting, even as we shift around the world and we think of maybe the bit of culture shock we go through, sometimes that happens within our own country. So we need to know all the gossip and how everything's going, the whole journey. And, yeah, have you been trouble in Oamaru yet?
Sorry, say that last bit again.
Have you been causing trouble down?
Trouble?
Yeah.
Absolutely I have. Look, it's a very different world, and it's a bit like going back to your childhood and hanging out with your cousins, I think is possibly the best way to kind of describe it. The pace of life is just really different. So, you know, if you can imagine in Auckland, you might go and grab a cup of coffee and, you know, it might be a friendly barista and you might have a few words of exchange, but everything's happening fairly quickly. You grab your coffee and you move on. Down here, you go to the local petrol station and you can have a chat about winning lotto and get some good financial advice. It can all take, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and it's really different. And you can see who's local and who's not by the degree of frustration on their face.
So they'll know that you're not local, and yeah, you'll still be a bit of a foreigner down there.
Yeah, they definitely notice that I'm not local. I'm trying to adjust, but I can tell you, in doing so, you get things wrong. My mum popped down about a week ago, and we went out for dinner and had a wonderful meal. And the next day, I took her to a favourite cafe that was, you know, kind of near where we'd had dinner. And our meal took a long time, and Mum started to get really impatient. And I said to her, "Now, listen, Mum, you know, this is on the roux. It's good food, not necessarily fast food." And then the waitress came up, and she said to us, "Look, I'm really sorry, but the ordering system's broken, and your meals haven't actually been sent to the kitchen. So we're going to hurry them up now."
Ooh, now that wouldn't probably be quite acceptable up here, would it?
Well, I mean, mistakes happen, but the irony is that there's Mum in Auckland mode going, "Gosh, it's taking a long time, you should hurry them up." And there's me in Oamaru mode over in the other extreme going, "Oh, no, this is normal."
But how long did it take you to even kind of think like that? Because you're right, and I presume it would be any big city, it's rush, 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 get things done, you know, move on. And you're right, when you do go out more to the regions, it's about quality, it's time, you know, we don't have to rush anymore. But we do feel really impatient.
Look, I remember going to Great Barrier last Easter, and it was a big family gathering for my cousin's birthday. And I got over there and I went to get a cup of coffee, and there were 3 people in the queue, and the barista was chatting away, you know, real big conversation. And I looked at Alex and I said, "I haven't got time for this. I'll come back later." And off I went, and I said to him as I got in the car, "I don't think I can stand this island. I mean, it's ridiculous. How long does it take to get a cup of coffee?" And by the time we left 3 days later, I was like, "I don't want to go back to Auckland. Yeah. I like this place." So I reckon that's about the initial time frame to kind of get used to the change. It's probably about 3 days. But then having said that, that's a superficial recognition of the change. I think it'll take me some months before I'm truly settled and actually know what isn't normal.
Now, obviously, in Auckland, you've got thousands of cafes to choose from, and I can imagine there's quite a few cafes down there as well. So, have you sorted out a local yet?
Yes. So, my favourite big plug there for Tea Street Cafe, which is just fantastic. And the thing about it, which I love, and you'll appreciate this one too, Mariska, because of the eggs thing, but you can build your own breakfast.
Wow.
So you can pick and choose what you want of a cooked breakfast and have that delivered on your plate. And the coffee's fantastic. The staff are amazing. They're mostly a bunch of young women who just deliver extraordinarily normal and sane customer service. You know, they're attentive, but they're not in your face. They do some great cabinet food. And really, I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's definitely not a step down from what you'd expect in Auckland.
Yeah. And so have they begun to recognise you yet? Obviously, you've been there, how long have you been? It's already a couple of months, isn't it? That's flowing by.
Yeah.
And so have you kind of been recognised, you know, as that's the foreigner that comes in and is becoming local?
Yeah. And ironically, one of the guys Alex works with, before we really even landed, like literally before New Year, and we got down here on the 30th. And he said to Alex, "Oh, I think I saw your missus." And Alex said, "Oh, yeah, what makes you think that?" And he said, "Oh, I saw this truck driving around with something about bullshit marketing written on it."
Oh, so it's like, Alex, make a statement.
And Alex said, "Yeah, that would have been her. And how did you know?" And he said, "Oh, I think you said she worked in marketing and it was the car I hadn't seen before."
Yeah. Isn't that great? So you've taken the little Land Rover down there.
Yeah.
And you're right, absolutely all that sign writing on it, there's nothing like saying, "I'm here."
Yes. Yeah, and people have asked me about it, which is fantastic. But also I think, you know, it is a small town. You go to the same spots. You know, 9 to 10's become a firm favourite for us because, you know, we've bought a house and we've moved in and we're running down and getting stuff, you know. But when I say running down and getting stuff, I'm talking about a two-minute drive.
Yeah. Not sitting in traffic for half an hour just to get there.
No, and so, you know, I can come home and go, oh, no, that's the wrong size plug, I'll go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, talking about that, what is rush hour like? Or is there a rush hour?
No real rush hour. And yet, that again, it's one of those things that's really different. So there's a street intersection here that 7th Street, which is basically State Highway 1 coming into town from the south, intersects with a street called Itchen Street. And Itchen Street, if you want to turn right and go down towards the main part of town, can be, you know, a little bit busy at times if you think about State Highway 1 traffic.
Mm.
If there's like three cars sitting there, you can see people looking grumpy. And, you know, you look in your rear vision mirror and you see two grumpy faces behind you and you're thinking, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It might take 3 minutes.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah. But you do see a bit of tension between some of the tourists and traffic and locals. So locals here will say to you, you know, you whip down the back streets because you've got trucks, you know, camper vans, sort of thing, going down the main drag. And Oamaru is a really old town. I mean, the main drag is, you know, just huge, absolutely huge. I mean, it was built so that bullock carts could actually turn around easily. So if you think about Melbourne streets, that kind of width.
Yeah.
And so what that means is that you've got lots of intersections where potentially if you want to turn right, you have to cross two lanes of traffic and then you've got another two lanes of traffic. And for people who aren't familiar with it, you know, you can get tied up there for a few minutes, which is why the locals take the back streets. Because, you know, you're not sure if that logging truck or camper van is going to, you know, keep the pace.
Now, if I remember correctly, does it have a big, that main street is actually a pretty amazing street. Does it have that big medium strip down with gardens?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually quite a neat street. And you're right, Oamaru's got some awesome history. And it's got the penguins too, hasn't it?
It does, the blue penguins. And that's creating fun for the locals as well because they've built this amazing educational space at the penguin colony where you can pay, go in, learn all about the penguins, watch them come in at dusk. And, you know, and it's really well managed, really well regulated, you know, flashing cameras are, you know, kicked out of the, you know, from disturbing penguins and things like that. But meantime, you can go down to the breakwater, stand there for free, and use your camera as much as you like. So there's arguments going on for health and safety. There's arguments going on for, you know, environmental protections, all sorts of things. And, of course, the facility is funded by tourists going there. So as opposed to, you know, completely by ratepayers. So it's an interesting concern locally. And, you know, it's kind of nice being in a town where the concern is something like that and not necessarily the fact that, you know, a car stopped on the Harbour Bridge and blocked the city for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to have quite different gossip to what we do. And I can imagine that actually would change the things that you actually talk about. You're right, because we talk, you know, when you're in Auckland, you get stuck on talking about the traffic and stuff that's totally meaningless, actually.
Well, you know, one of the things I find really interesting is that down here, our rates are really similar to our rates that we paid in Auckland, even though the value of our property in Auckland was easily double what the value of our property is here.
Ouch.
And, yeah, so what that tells us is that, you know, there's a lot of money being spent by homeowners in and around Oamaru, and so they've got a real vested interest in their council. And if we think that Auckland Council and the super city is a rip-off, you know, then you can see how people can get quite caught up on their hobby horses around what the council should and shouldn't do here. Of course, the costs are higher. It's a much smaller population. And down here, we have this amazing Victorian heritage, which has all had to be earthquake-proofed and wired and so on. So there's, you know, real genuine costs. But there's a sense of ownership down here and a sense that, you know, you could go down to the offices and grab Gary, the mayor, and have a word if you needed to. And that's, again, it's like going back in time. It's like, you know, when I suppose we were kids and our parents might have bumped into, you know, the mayor or similar at a party and said, hey, you know, did you know there's a problem? And that's how things got done.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually lovely.
Well, we're just going to take a wee break. Well, Cara fills me on some real gossip during our song. We'll be back with you very shortly.
Onto the line, Ballet Bridge waves of comfort. Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre! How bizarre! How bizarre! Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. A freshly placed poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby, ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Ringmaster steps up, says the elephants left town. People jump and jive and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby, ooh, baby. It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. It's in my face. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around. Every time I look around, every time I look around, it's in my face.
You're listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
Well, if you've just joined us, we are enjoying Cara's journey, I suppose, from the Big Smoke down into, the little rural town of Oamaru down in the South Island. So, Cara, you mentioned before New Year. Now, I was wondering what it was like down there. Did you celebrate New Year anything differently than you would up here in Auckland, or were there special events?
Yeah, so there's lots going on down here. And I guess, again, it's like slipping back in time in a really positive way. There is a club for everything I could possibly imagine down here. There's, you know, the rock climbing, the petanque, bowls, squash, badminton, you know, bridge clubs, newcomers clubs, language clubs, literacy clubs. I mean, it just really is an amazing space. I mean, one of the projects that I've got involved in already is the Waitaki Community Gardens, because they provide education, they teach people how to grow their own food, they're in 14 local schools, you know, they're doing an amazing job. And it really is a very hands-on kind of place. They operate a summer school where people can just offer to teach other people whatever their own skill set is.
So that's fantastic, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, pallet boxes become furniture. You know, you can learn pottery. You can learn computing. You can learn some business skills. I mean, it really is across the board. And this kind of access to education, community facilities, you know, is really unrivaled in Auckland. I mean, if I think, you know, Browns Bay, for example, we've got a huge bunch of amenities locally, but it's a much bigger population. People are moving much greater distances every day. And so you don't get that level of engagement that's just automatic down here.
That's just you just mentioned, and I know you did mention this before you left Auckland too, about the Newcomers Club. Now, have you popped in and become a newcomer and had, look, you know, kind of understood what that was all about?
Yes, I have. And it's really interesting because most of the people I've met are not actually newcomers in the sense that I am. They're not recently landed by a matter of weeks. Some of them have been, you know, one I met, Maria, on Friday, has been in Oamaru for 13 years. But, you know, she comes from Uruguay and, you know, she's involved in literacy and language and supporting immigrants locally, so it makes sense that she comes along.
I'm biting my tongue here as a city slicker, thinking, how long will it take you to become a local?
Well, I saw something the other day on a breakfast show that said, I think after 30 years you're a loco, but they were talking about Taupo, and I suspect down here 30 years won't cut it.
And did you feel a bit weird, like, walking in going, hey, I'm a newbie down here?
Well, I did, and the funniest thing was I went in and Alex was working, so I was there on my own for the first hour or so of the first time I went, and I couldn't find the convener, and so I was there in this pub with a glass of wine in my hand looking like Nigel Nomates, and wondering who I should go up to, and I could see a few groups of people, but I didn't want to be going, excuse me, are you the newcomers?
Yeah, because that would you really stand out as a newcomer, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the thing. And if they didn't know and they weren't, they'd be thinking, what kind of cult are you looking for?
Do you know, Cara, I'm going to stop you right there because I think we're going to find out exactly what happened next week. And so for our listeners out there, if you want to know how Cara figured out who the convener was of the new club, you're going to have to tune in next week and find out, because I think this could be a wee funny story coming up. But that's it. That's all we've got time for this afternoon. So you're going to be back in with us next week to just fill us in on a little bit more gossip about the journey of the big town girl moving to little small rural town.
I'll be there.
All right. We'll see everybody the same time, same place next week.